Money from the federal stimulus bill, known as the CARES Act, is starting to show up in central New York. WAER's Chris Bolt reports it's helping a variety of organizations, but one Congress member believes it's falling short.
Congressmember John Katkow says area hospitals, most hemorrhaging money in recent weeks, finally got some relief, if only temporary.
$1.8 billion of the Phase 3 relief package came to the support of hospitals in central New York and across New York State. And I know each hospital of the six hospitals has received a portion of that. It's helped them stop the bleeding temporarily. There's no question they're going to need more.
There's still $70 billion in federal aid for hospitals from the stimulus bill. He'd like to see that funding go out based on need rather than just population formulas. Syracuse's Hancock Airport received $13 million to help with lost revenue. And people are starting to receive individual $1,200 stimulus checks. Katko also saw one of his bills become law that helps veterans.
Somehow my bill got through. And the president signed it into law, allowing veterans to virtually attend claims hearings from home. Veterans across the country are relying on the telehearings to receive decisions on the disability benefits and other services.
The Republican is also pushing a measure, along with area Democrat Anthony Brindisi, to have more support for domestic violence and rape crisis centers. They're hoping that becomes part of the next economic aid bill in Washington. Meanwhile, Katko criticized President Trump's defunding of the World Health Organization, despite some concerns with the international group.
The World Health Organization refused to issue any sort of travel guidance or travel bans with China when they should have. And that led to a lot more problems in Europe. And obviously, Italy is a great example of that. What I suggested is the bill I submitted with Stephanie Murphy. She's the head of the moderate wing of the Democratic Party. When this is over, we do a 9/11 type commission to see what we got right, what we got wrong, and then make the changes. I think doing it now is probably premature.
He adds the final decision on funding for the WHO might not rest with the president, but rather with Congress, which by law has the power of the purse. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.